You're listening to the Laugh Factory Podcast Network. For more shows, visit the podcast page at laughfactory.com.
What's up, everybody? Steve Wilson. We live in the Laugh Factory in the After Laugh Studios. You just get a little bit of behind-the-scenes conversation, what's going on about dating in L.A. I learned so much from these women right here. To my right, to your left, we got Karma Green Official. Woo! Or better known as Iceberg Slim. What's going on?
She's doing great.
Here's the thing. I didn't say anything. That is not sexual harassment. I didn't say anything. Her nipples is out. I had nothing to do with it.
I'm doing wonderful. And I have to say, I'm in a great mood today.
You're in a great mood. Why are you in a great mood? You got laid?
Well, I mean, that's a given.
She has a girlfriend, of course. I have a girlfriend. She gets laid all the time. Yeah, that's unlike you, Steve. Yeah,
so what? I've spent four months.
I'm smelling away. Money. I don't know why it's coming. Like, you know when you smell it?
I fired it.
No, I smell it, man.
Sorry. I ate. I have my protein shake.
Hey, if that gets me quicker
iceberg
to
iceberg slim fart is a motherfucker.
That gets me quicker to the crispy smell of money. Hey.
And yes. To my left and to your right, we have Bane Rosa Acosta. Woo! What's going on?
I'm good.
How's marriage? How's married life?
It's great. That's good. Yeah.
How's McCoy?
He's amazing, man. He's like the best. I just love him. And yeah, like I love having my dog with me.
So, Wim, I noticed you guys. Do you have any pets?
I don't. I can't. My apartment. Well, no, my apartment doesn't allow it. They don't only allow cats, but I wanted a dog.
So, if you would get a dog, if
absolutely,
like a dog like hers or one of those little Carly,
little
like
big.
My girl, you know, Carly.
Well,
has
I like both, but I kind of want a backyard if I get a bigger dog. Yeah. But for now, I like either Yorkies or Pomeranians or like little.
Here's my thing with the little dogs. Like her dog will protect you. So you want a dog basically for love.
Yeah, for love.
So.
But my dog gives me love. What you mean?
That motherfucker's huge and that motherfucker is not
loving.
He's so sweet.
I'm protected by the stones in my house. I have a lot of stones in my house.
So you can throw stones at people?
For protection, I'm wearing one right here. I have a hella stones all in my place. So that's my protection.
Oh, you one of them. So wait a minute, which one of y'all, before we started, was talking about the birthdays? Which one of y'all was?
She was.
Okay, I love
what's
me
going
some
on?
Geminis.
Talk to us about the birthdays, because you had something to say about Geminis, and we want to hear you soon.
I love me. I just celebrated three Geminis back to back, and I missed the fourth Gemini because I couldn't make her. So now my best friend, who's a Gemini, celebrating this week. Now, I've had some psychopath Geminis, but I rock with them. I like them. They're geniuses.
I don't know anything about
signs,
but why do y'all say that? Why is that?
Everybody
they get a
knows.
Bad rep. They have a
well,
bad rep.
Actually, well, let me just tell you two things. Trump is a Gemini.
Oh, I'm out then. Okay, I get it. All right.
Don't use him. He's a horrible example.
He's a Gemini. Kanye West is a Gemini. If you look at the list.
Oh, fuck.
But he's a genius.
If you look at the list of the serial killers.
Okay, Prince.
Of America. 90% are Geminis.
Prince, are you serious?
Yeah.
Prince is the most giving, the most loving person in this entire world who's a Gemini.
So Prince will overshadow Trump, mm-hmm. But then you said somebody else.
Pac,
Kanye West, who else do you have?
I mean, well, Pac, I mean, even though he's a loose cannon.
Okay,
Pac
will overshadow Kanye. No, what else?
I'll just give you, just go, look, Google the
I want to see how many Geminis, because
list of
so that's June.
Serial killers. Yeah.
So they're all white guys, though. But
yeah.
99%
so,
of serious.
And Gemini.
Yeah, that's what
and
we're talking about. Okay.
So June,
yeah.
If you're
born
in
white
June and you're a white male, you're liable to kill someone.
Basically. Yeah, most likely. And what I said was that, I mean, Geminis are really like the worst of the Zodiac. They know that. And I think all of us know it. Yes, they are.
Wait. When is Gemini? That's from June? Or because it's always like a two-month thing.
End of May to May 22nd-ish to like June 21st-ish. Mm-hmm.
So which ones are the freaks? Because I heard somebody's supposed to be a freak if you're a
Gemini.
Wow.
Geminis are not freaks.
They are freaks and free-spirited. And
don't care about free spirit. We talk about freaks.
I don't know what Gemini she knows.
You know, yeah. They
the only good thing about being a Gemini is basically that when the apocalypse happens, they're gonna stay alive because zombies do not eat Geminis. They cannot.
So if you're a girl and you're a Gemini, nobody eats your pussy?
No.
Wait a minute, but wow, I thought you date Gemini.
You will.
I have.
You'll die. If you're a zombie and you eat a Gemini, you will die of an. Indigestion, like gastritis.
You got indigestion? How many have you eaten?
Oh, I can't yes. give you numbers because that's telling on myself way too
much. Well, So the girl had to be done in June or May, right?
Yeah,
so
but end of May, beginning of June.
Okay, my first pussy I ate was Gemini pussy.
So y'all understand why I love doing this podcast with these ladies, right? Not only are they beautiful,
my health is great,
and lesbians, because I get the whole gamut. We have a Latina.
Well, maybe you are like a weird type of zombie, but zombies will not survive. Like
I'm not a zombie. I'm an alien. So
an alien.
Yeah, that's why she was able to eat it and not die, pretty much.
You guys are amazing. This is the straightest guy. Okay, I want to get to something right quick because I know I sent you a text message. I want to talk to you about because somebody was telling me about finding your purpose. Okay. So I want to ask you because I want you to be honest because I know you ain't want to really tell the whole thing. But if you feel comfortable, you don't have to say no names.
Right.
But why did you move to L.A.?
All right, Rosa, don't laugh at me. Okay, this was a horrible Gemini situation. So I give you credit for this. There was this individual that I dated 12 years ago who's a Gemini.
A guy.
Gemini Cancer, yeah.
That's why she left us.
But yeah, he went to prison. It's long story short, he just violated his parole. But
did
anyways,
you put money on his books?
Yeah, I did. I was 23, guys. Don't judge me. So he's sending me these letters because they transferred him to California because we were in Vegas. They transferred him to L.A. near L.A. It's like Chocowalla Valley, but way out. Mm-hmm. So he's convincing me to move out there because he knows I have a lot of potential. But I think also it's a way for him to use me to move in. But it didn't matter. It got me to L.A. because he really drilled me. And everything he was saying, because when you're in prison, you have a lot of time to think. And you read a lot. So he was saying some really clever stuff that really made me think, I'm just wasting my life in Vegas being comfortable making money off of a job I don't even want. So I think it's like he made me see that. And when I moved out here, yes, he got out and he fucked me over. But it made me so much more strong.
Go to jail for?
Violating his parole of like just stupid
fuck
little
drugs.
Fuck the
parole.
Just
what did he go to jail before the parole?
It was just like the dumb drug stuff. And then he ended up being a drug dealer after again.
So
like,
ain't it crazy how the universe works?
But it's
someone
like it had to happen.
Someone sold drugs.
Yeah.
Did something wrong. And then because of that, he went to jail, tricked you to move to L.A.,
yes.
And here we are doing a podcast.
Yes.
You're doing commercials because of a drug dealer.
Yes.
Won't he do it?
I'm like, you know what, God? And it made me stronger.
Thank
I was
you,
in a
drug
lot of,
dealers.
I was damaged goods for a while. But
and
it
see,
built
people always
up.
Talk bad
it
about
built
drug
me up.
Dealers.
It
not
built
me.
Me up, though. But he was a crazy Gemini. He would be psycho. One moment, he loves me. Then he's like, look at your flat chest. Before I had these
dual personality.
He's like, my daughter, her breasts are bigger than yours, and she's only 10 years old.
You date Donald Trump?
Psycho, like that. So that's the Gemini that you're talking about. That ex was the one she described.
Okay.
Other than that, they're not horrible like that. He literally snapped, bitch. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, where
you
did this
come from?
You just kind
of made her a case now.
But that one person. But all the other Geminis, there's maybe two that were petty. But other than that, they're great people.
So that story, why you came out here.
He made me see like this is my purpose, and it's so
that
sad
crazy?
That it took a fucked up individual.
Like me, like Carly breaking up with me was one of the horrible things for me, but it made me a better. It made me stronger now.
Yeah,
like
right.
I like for
don't cry
for 3.5 months. Shut up. No, for three and a half years, it's always been Steve and Carly, and then for the last 4 months, it's always been, hey, where's Carly? And now it's just like, you know, now people seem to like, hey, Steve, and now I'm starting to become, when bad things happen, good things come.
Well, I mean, and she looked amazing the other day when I saw her with
you know. Let's all right. Let's go over here to Bane.
She looks sexy. Like when I just
no, Carly's
saw her
a very,
recently.
Very beautiful
like, wow.
woman. And
she's
listen,
very cute. Yes.
I'm still gonna get my boo back. I ain't worried about this. Give me
like,
give me a couple of months and I'll trick her. We still
like,
have alcohol.
You definitely
so,
had your
Bane.
Alcohol.
We still lies and alcohol. I'm gonna get my boo back. So Bane.
Yes.
What made you move to L.A. from the DR? And I want to talk to you about the DR because they're killing a lot of motherfuckers there. But what made you move here?
Well, I actually, when I moved here, I didn't move to L.A. I actually moved to Pennsylvania because that's where my mom and my brother lived at.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
So but, when you moved there, it wasn't for entertainment then?
No, I just moved to be with my family.
Oh, shit. I thought you moved here for entertainment purposes.
Me too.
No, I moved here to survive.
So Pennsylvania, so Pennsylvania, and then y'all moved to, then y'all moved to the Bronx?
No, we never lived in New York.
I thought you was Dominican. Boom, boom. Tip your wages. I'm here all week. I thought you didn't live in New York.
Mm-mm. Well, I lived there 8 months, but I lived in Pennsylvania with my mom for like the summer when I first came. Mm-hmm. Then after that, I was living in Jersey for a little bit. I lived in New York for like 8 months, and then I've been in LA for the longest. I've been here for 9 years.
That is crazy. I did not. I thought you. Yeah. Did not know.
Yeah. No. And but when I moved to LA, basically,
if you
I
say
just
for
moved
a
here,
dude too, I'm stabbing both of you. Okay.
No, I for the weather.
Oh no, that's a good reason.
For the weather, because I'm
dick.
I'm an,
yeah. Sun,
yeah. Because the dick wasn't that good.
I'm an island
the
girl.
Dick wasn't that good. Wasn't. Well, the sun has been bad here too, though.
So. I'm an island girl, so I just know that, you know, we're talking about purpose, and I just know that God didn't put me on earth to shove snow out of my driveway and things like that.
Yeah,
like,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no, yeah. God was like, no, that's not really your purpose. When I saw my hands, my ears, my nose, like all red, frozen, I was like, I look and I say, God, just take me where this doesn't happen.
Right now?
Just
sound like a Calgon commercial. I don't know the fuck.
Honestly, I was comfortable in Vegas. It was really hot, making good money, but it wasn't for my purpose. It was just making quick cash. So it's like, but the weather was part of like, I was like, well, it has better weather out there. But
the only thing
I
don't
achieve,
like about LA,
yeah,
traffic.
Is no, because if you, well, because I don't have a 9-to-5, I don't have to do the commutes. Like,
yeah,
you know, I just kind of like. It well, sucks. Yeah, like here and there you like
balls, it hit, sucks.
Here and there you do hit like, audition, you know, yeah, bad weather, but it's just really expensive. When I think about what I pay for my house, I could have bought a couple of houses.
Yeah,
in,
that's true.
You know
the
what I mean? So it's just like really expensive, but I guess that's why I'm like, remember we were talking about that I'm on a quest to like experience LA, and there's so many like free adventures and things to do here because
no,
I'm trying
is.
To get my money's back, you know, like my money's worth.
I feel you on that. No, hell yeah. This worth. City is taking a lot from all of us, so you need to, I just paid $1,700 in parking tickets.
What?
Yeah, $1,700. Well, here's the thing. When you and your woman live together and you shared parking tickets and everything, and you know, but $1,700 a park. This city owes me. I'm doing a whole bunch of shit this summer.
I don't remember when was the last time that I got a parking ticket. Well, I just don't park where
well,
it says
thing.
Don't park.
What happened crazy. Was what I had the parking was... tickets, but also I didn't know that if you don't have your license plate on the front, you get two tickets and not one. What? And that license plate that's a bigger ticket. So I really only had three tickets, but it turned into six. But those three would multiply and multiply. And after a year, when I went to go register my car, it was $1,700. Wow. And they ain't want to hear nothing. They're like, 17, nigga.
They're
I'm
already,
like, 17.
They're already fucking us up with gas prices and the tax, like with 9% or whatever tax or something crazy.
Yeah, we do we have. Sick. Well, in this area, because, you know, my store was down the street from here, you pay two taxes. You pay California taxes in LA County. So it's about almost 10%.
Yes.
Like 9 and some change.
Yeah.
Everything went up. Like, I went online for prostitutes and it was, never mind, we'll talk later. The prices went up for everything.
You know, I mean,
she mean $150 for an hour. What
I mean,
the fuck
$1,700 for tickets. So you would pay that for a prostitute?
What?
$1,700?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. So why were you looking up?
I would.
Prices
if
for
first
prostitute?
Of all,
prostitution. I would, pay for
I would never pay for pussy when you have lies and alcohol.
So you were just curious on. Oh,
I would pay
Google.
For a prostitute if I was a guy. If I was like a baller, if I was like very rich, because you're not paying for the pussy, you're paying for the privacy.
No, you're paying for her.
You're paying
leave.
Them to leave. Yeah.
You're paying for the privacy for the. I know girls that do that like at a high scale.
Yeah, I've dabbled in women of the night.
And like they have slept with like people that you will never imagine, but they will never go to a blog post anything, you know. So you're really paying for your privacy for your marriage, you know, to not
Before
get dissolved.
Before me and Carly got
like,
together, I dabbled in the women of the night, you know, because you got a busy schedule.
And then
you
don't
traveling.
Have to deal with their drama because you
nobody's bothering you. You know that nobody's going to take a picture with you in while
Listen,
you sleep.
Let me tell you something. You're on a USO base in Japan, and then the CO come over to you and tell you, hey, you know, we have this phone number for, you know, soldiers if you need something. You
I mean, I am going to Japan in August, so.
Oh, man. On the military base, so it's awesome.
I'd be like,
awesome.
So,
I'm just saying, if I
I'm
was
not gonna
a
lie,
guy,
I chickened out in Japan, but I have dabbled in the women in that.
If I was a guy and I was to a certain, you know, level in my life professionally, especially men that are married, it's the dumbest thing that they do not pay for pussy. Because then I'd rather pay for the pussy. It's cheaper than getting a divorce from your wife.
And also, I mean, sometimes, because there's some dirty hookers. Sometimes, you know, when they are with
Wait
these hookers, they use protection. But when they're out cheating with, like, dumb, just random girls, a lot of times they're not using protection when men are cheating. But some men that have prostitutes.
That I don't understand.
But yeah, prostitutes are like, they always.
Yeah, if it's a professional situation.
They always have their things, right?
So it's actually safe. Well, this sounds so ignorant. It's almost like safer that they go that route than cheating with these random chicks that they fall for. The emotions kick in, the no condom, because a lot of times they take the condom
off. Yeah, and then boom.
They just do.
For whatever reason, you have a baby. Mentally, it changes both of you.
That's why there's so many baby mamas. Like, when there's like a wife, like, how do all these babies, because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Like, just get you a prostitute, you know, and just
I would totally do a prostitute if I was a rich guy and if I was famous, and especially if I was married and I needed it.
Well, no, I'm not, you know.
Do that for any reason.
Well, if my wife
said, look, I don't want to do this no more, I'm older, go and handle your business, that's different.
When does that happen? When does that happen? Oh, do you know?
I've heard a lot of women. You guys are different from us.
I'm actually friends with, I won't name them, but they have a very open understanding.
Know a bunch of
But not like...
Yes, like that. I know relationships where you think people like, you think they have a strong... The woman is like, listen, we've been together a long time.
Yeah, I need you to get some...
I got kids and I ain't got time for this bullshit. If I need it, I'll come get you. Other than that, don't do that shit out there.
Yep.
I know plenty of women like that too.
But they are getting it from somebody else better.
Well,
like,
that I don't know, but I know women that say, listen, I ain't got time for it.
Women have time to stalk your whole life. Know everything. Like, like the FBI.
Go hang out with a bunch of European women. Go to Europe. Oh my God, it's a completely... I know so many Europeans that have a different mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, what Steve is saying.
Yeah, but they are not with... But they are with European men. They're not like...
That's what I'm saying.
It's
so
not
they,
the
so
same.
So it does exist.
But not here in America.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I know a bunch of people that in relationships. If we was hanging out, you'd be shocked if I go like this and go like... And you'd be like, them?
Well, I know people that are, that like the women, the girl says like, okay, if you like a girl, let me know and I like her too. I know situations where they say, you know, they have like this weekend you do your thing and I do my thing.
I had
and
a
nobody
approached me and Carly and I was like, hell no.
I know people that swingers and whatnot. Like, I know that. But for a girl to just be like, I don't want sex, you go get it from somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want it at all. Like, she's telling you.
After
that.
You done had, listen, now this is what I'll tell you this. And this is all circumstances are different.
Yeah.
But I know this woman has 3 kids by this dude. They've been together over 20 years. He still got the young boy mentality. She wants to retire. She like, sex ain't all that important to me no more. When I need it, if I'm in my mood, if I get my dress up and I'm feeling sexy and I want it, I'll come get it. Other than that, the other 5 or 6 months, go do your shit. Just
that
keep
happens,
the lights on, like, and I'll make sure I'm gonna handle the house.
Oh yeah,
you keep the lights on.
Yep.
Right. So when she's leaving, you know, for her it's more important to. She's probably a blogger, and for her it's more important to take pictures for Instagram and live that lavish life on the gram. So of course, keep the lights on, keep that credit card good so I can go buy whatever I need for these pictures.
But I will say, there's women out there that know they're getting cheated on, but they stay because of the lights being kept on.
At the end of the day, and they pretend that they don't know.
I think
we were saying before, a lot of women like find validation on, I'm married. You know what I mean? Like, I'm married.
Oh, yeah. The security. Like,
and
nothing makes
I'm married and you're not.
In the room when she said, oh, my husband. You see all the other women look like. She's not all of a sudden she the queen bee when she say my husband. All the single women.
And I'm never
like,
jealous when they do. Because they do. Or they'll talk and they'll have like, they'll emphasize.
If they got a big ring, they do that
and
shit.
And I'll be like, bitch,
yeah,
I don't want that ring.
I mean, look. I don't know if I told you guys. The other day, one of my friends said to me, I can wait for him, her son, to go to college and leave. He's 1.5.
Oh, God.
She's tired of the baby daddy and the kid. He's closer to your vagina than college. I mean, he just got out of there.
Yeah,
he was just there a second ago.
And she's sick of him already.
I have, out of all the friends that I have that have kids and everything, I will say that 10% make me feel like, wow, like that's beautiful. The other 90%, I'm like, oh, I think I'm better with my dog and my life the way
it is.
It's
like that in relationships too. When you see your friends and relate, when you see marriage, I'm not talking about dating.
Yeah.
When I see people in marriage and we all go out on Thanksgiving or something, or and every time the men get in the room and the women get in another room, all you hear is the men like, I love her, but if I had another chance, man, I love my kids, but goddamn it, if I had another chance, I'd start all over.
It's a horrible PR that they present for marriage. Because when a single person goes, how's the married life? They always have to breathe first. Process that question. That's not good PR.
So I literally,
how it was with lesbians.
But then they keep asking you why you're not married. You should be married.
Hurt people want to hurt people.
Society.
Yes.
It's even like that with lesbian relationships. Hurt people want to hurt people. It's like that with lesbians because I, for a long time, did not want to be in a lesbian relationship. The PR was horrible for lesbian relationships.
Really?
Why?
Horrible, possessive, controlling, and wanted to jump too fast and then claim you and aggressive. Oh, like I've been around that. Yeah. Well, and so it kept me like, nah, I'm just have sex for fun. But I think as I got older, I started to realize not all lesbians are like that. And that's why I'm a lesbian in a lesbian relationship. And it's nothing the way that I was fearing about people saying, oh, they're going to be this way. It's this. That's because that's your experiences. And your experiences, maybe you projected that but for me, it's not like that.
I don't think that marriage and kids and all those like little like things, the house, the white fence and all that, like the people that have it, when I actually ask. I can see it even if they try to pretend, like I can tell they're not
happy. Do y'all still want that?
90% of them are not happy, and I don't know what went wrong or if it was just wrong from the beginning, but I'm trying to avoid and I know that, you know, relationships are not perfect and you're gonna have your bad times and your good times, always. But it feels like they're good times. I don't remember when one of my married friends told me, you know, this is the best thing I did. Mm-hmm. I don't hear that.
The day of the wedding.
Not even. They were stressed out. They realize now, 5 years later, that they spent $100,000 on nothing and that they needed that money for the down payment of the house or for the college of the kids.
But you know what, though? I'll tell you this, for her. I dare you to ask a woman to let's not get married.
Oh, for her mommy makeover. Boom.
I told Carly, I was like, listen.
I don't want a wedding.
With the money. Let's go downtown and then throw a party for all of our friends instead of wedding.
Yeah, me too.
And spending all that money. And she's like,
I want a honeymoon. Honeymoon. Sign the papers. Honeymoon. Bye. Yeah. I don't want to do nothing with nobody. Bye, y'all.
Like a little destination wedding for
that's
me.
Smart.
Me
listen,
and my
I
mom.
Now listen, literally, my I, mom and I my would brothers. Rather just go that's downtown, do it, have a party with family and friends that you really, really care about. Not where it's just big and shit.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't want no church or nothing.
I'm going to do a photo shoot. I like that.
It's supposed to fall.
Photo shoot. Photo shoot with my dress, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my
little
makeup, you know, like the little cute poses.
That's a lot of money. That's a
lot
of money.
The little cute poses like this.
No,
like
someone
this.
Will pay like, her to like, shoot.
And,
because I'm going to do my wedding pictures all up. West Coast thugged out.
But yeah, no, I am one of those that I don't like the wedding. Actually, when I was engaged, yeah, you know, we say we're going to do something with the family only. And then it was like, oh, like, what about if we invite? And then it was like, it was getting to like 50 people. And I say, we just say we're going to do the family only. The only reason why we were not just going to sign the papers is because my ex had already done that. And he say, I felt like I didn't include it was wrong from the beginning because I didn't include my parents.
Were you ever engaged?
No. I mean, I almost got to that point. But now at the age of 36, I'm not saying I don't want to get married, but that's something that is going to have to fall in my lap. Because I'm not like...
Wait a minute, y'all both 36, right?
I'm 35.
You know, it's just a thing that if it falls in my lap, most def, but I'm not going to press for it. Like the person
so right
I'm
now,
with,
you and right now, you and the chick, y'all good right
the
now. There's
I'm
no
with,
pressure,
I feel
just
like
good.
If we continue to grow the way that we're growing, it's been like 9 months, but that's a long time for me. If we continue on this path of growing and always communicating, even if it's uncomfortable stuff, that's the type of marriage I do want.
Communication is key.
That is so.
Communication
I'm not trying to get married,
is key.
Not trying to get married, but the fact that if I can have that, and this 9 months later and 9 months more later, we're still on that level of always trying to. I would get married, but I just need to know that that's how it's going to be. Always elevating, not tearing people down. Or
I just wish I knew how to do that. I wish
I'm learning.
You know, the thing is that the thing is that it's so easy to quote these things and say the things that we want, and then really applying it's like
It's especially, a growing experience. You gotta
lying is the hard part.
Yeah, and especially when you're in your feelings, because when you have feelings,
ego, gets
you
know,
when
in
you're
way.
In love, like that shit gets on the way. Like you don't see like clearly. Like
no,
you,
or I get super defensive because I'm in my feelings. But I realize like in a relationship that we're not perfect. We're not gonna never fight
I'm perfect.
Ever. We're not gonna ever never have arguments. But I notice that when we do, we always grow from it. And I'm like, if I could just have that,
but here's
I want
the thing.
That forever.
You see, you hear your mentality.
I want to constantly
both
grow.
Both people need that. Say that again. That's important.
Both people need to, what did I say, grow?
You said when you have an argument.
We grow from it. We actually,
that's the important thing. Don't argue to try to win.
Right, and accountability. Like the fact that I've been taking more, like, I'm
but
like, you know
do,
what,
but
you're
do
right.
we really grow? Because I feel like
I do.
With some of my past relationships, I had the same... The same argument for 7 years, and
no,
it's
you
like
you can't have the same argument.
And it's like we've been
growing.
Arguing about the same motherfucking thing. That means
growing.
That is exactly
no, that's not growth yet.
So right, so
it would be just different levels. Because don't you notice we all shift as we get older? We learn more stuff
hell
about
yeah.
ourselves. It's like that kind. Not
either of you do a couples counseling?
No,
I haven't, but I suggested
that works.
I suggested
it. Does.
Another
me and Carly
person
did
telling
it
you
too.
What
I suggested,
they think your relationship
I suggested that for but
it
just didn't happen.
The only thing is that it does take a little bit of time, and you got to spend a lot of time. You can't just go once a month.
Yeah.
You go
I
like
go
twice.
Every week.
Yeah, you
on
need to
my
go.
Own.
You need to go three times a week, once for you, once for her, and then once together. It gets a lot, but once you do it and you learn how to communicate, because men and women, we talk complete. We can sit in this room and talk about shit and everyone understand each other. But the minute we're in a relationship, the language changes.
Even with women too. Like we're like-minded, but it's still the same issue I'm having with communication, like us misunderstanding things. It was just like that with men. I think it's just people in general.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
But I think also, yeah,
be.
Like the,
that's
the,
how we've been growing. We're
the
like,
communication.
Oh, now I see what you mean.
Yeah. The communication quality. Because sometimes we think that because we're speaking, that we're
how
communicating.
You say it could be offensive.
But there's nothing there. It's like you have to, you know, you have to know what you're saying, how you're saying it, like, you know, and then listen.
Well,
so
here's the thing.
It's
what
a
I've
lot
learned
of things.
Too is that Carly used to always say this is what I learned, the body language.
Mm-hmm.
Like right. When I was going through my depression, I'd be like, yeah, I'm just good. She's like, but look at your energy, your body language. I'm like, I'm just trying to figure this out. You just need to give me a little bit of space so I can figure it out. She's like, but your energy is bringing the whole house down.
Mm-hmm.
So your body language is also communication too. So
yeah.
And I'm learning that now. I don't know how I would tell her, but somebody else, when right. your body language, like, listen, I'm depressed right now. You got to give
yeah.
me that space.
Yeah. And also learning to be honest about those negative feelings, because some partners will go, no, we need to be positive. No. Just let that person get out those
just
demons.
Get out your system. Yeah.
Because don't you hate that over positive shit? Like, you got to be honest. But then once you let
it
out,
like
then you guys can say, okay, now let's change this. But you have to let it out.
You got
to sometimes
process it first.
You have to
be
honest
good.
With that feeling. Instead
yeah.
Of, yeah. So it you were supposed to feel that way in that moment
yeah.
because it's like you got to.
This was one of my favorite shows I had with you guys because we got really deep. And I know you got a big audition, so
that's
we can't
what
be.
She said.
No, I've, no
what
I'm working
the
a
fuck?
Big, I'm working a big private event, but I can't tell you guys where. But it's private.
I don't know what the fuck that was, but all right.
Like,
all right, so look, man, we'll see y'all again next week. Make sure y'all check us out on iTunes, on the Laugh Factory Network. They got us on like 3 or 4 networks, and also on YouTube, also on Twitch at Laugh Factory. We're up here in the Laugh After Laugh Studio, Karma Green Official. Iceberg Slim, Bane, Rosa Acosta, Steve. Jerron, you're supposed to be here, you son of a bitch. We still miss you. Come back. We see y'all next week.